Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, marketing executive and author, Colin Lee.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Robot Nature. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Well, we've got a big show today, and what a good way to start a big show to quote a big, successful baseball player. I've heard a lot of motivational speakers use this quote, and it goes something like this. In 1923, Babe Ruth broke the record for the most home runs in a season. Now, that same year, he also broke the record for the highest batting average. Now, what people don't know is, or maybe they do if they've heard this quote, there is a third record that he broke that same year in 1923. Babe Ruth struck out more times than any other player in the Major League Baseball. And so I've heard it said Babe Ruth was not afraid to strike out. Well, I don't know what that meant. It's a great quote, and so don't be afraid to strike out, I guess. You know, it didn't hit home, ba-dum-bum, I didn't intend that, but it didn't hit home until just last week, where I've heard this before, but for some reason, coming from the person that it was coming from, it hit my heart. When this person that very close to me said to me, this person is depressed and this person having a difficult time in life. This person said to me, you know, it's easy for you to say you've done everything right in your life. And frankly, I can't think of anything that's further from the truth, at least from my perspective, when I look at my life and the things that I focus on. However, I thought, wow, this is a moment to talk about my records, maybe to this person. And I'm not ashamed to say out loud publicly, because this quote actually helped me for the first time. It made sense to me that, yeah, people out there see successes, but they don't see what I consider my failures, or what maybe other people consider my failures. And maybe my failures have led to my successes. And so there may be people out there who know of my failures and only focus on that, and they hold me to just that. Then there are the people out there that maybe only know of my successes and hold me to just that. The truth of the matter is that I am all that, and I am what I am because of all that. And I would like to think that for the rest of my life, I do nothing but good and succeed and be happy. However, I don't know that that's possible, especially with somebody like me who keeps putting myself out there in different situations, in different places, and trying to do different things and bigger things and all that. I know I will make my mistakes. So to this person, I said, and I want to say to all people who are struggling, and look at those of us who, quote unquote, look like we might have success in an area or another, that those successes may have come to some of those people, certainly me, with the same kind of difficulties that they might be having at this moment. And so with that, I think that's a great introduction to our author and his book, because in his book, there are a couple mistakes that are made that that have a major effect on other people's life. But these mistakes were not made, were made out of ignorance, or maybe there's another way to describe it. And we'll talk to the guest about that, because to me, this is a big topic. I'm so glad he wrote the book. We have Colin Lee with us here in the studio today, and so happy to have Deepak in the studio after all these years, all the music he's done, and his band Robot Nature is here in the house with us. What a great show. Join us here right back when we come back on the Life Changes Show right after this.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark LeJour.
Boy, did that one hit home. So much of the learning for me came after I had had my success.
Mm.
It came from the losing, from the losses, from the struggles, the challenges. But more so now, as I look back at it, I think it goes to a whole nother level, because I realized that I was striking out and being rewarded for it.
I was now
looking back to some of the decisions I was making and the way I was living and generally a nice guy, right? But I was being, there's so many different ways that I could have been better, or I've learned now to be better, or where I wasn't relating in a connected way. And I was getting rewarded for it at the time. Mm. So it's really interesting to reflect on what you were saying.
Well, thank you for sharing that, because interestingly enough, just before the show, also, our guest Colin Lee was sharing of similar experiences, and here he is, and we're celebrating him today and his book. The show is called Giving the Gift of Time, and that's because in the book that happens. The book is The Ethel Brothers by Colin Lee, and illustrated by Ji Young Choi. We're happy to have him here as an author. He's also a writer and a marketeer, and actually so much more. If we get a chance, we'll talk about the myriad of things that he's been successful at. So here, welcome to the show, Colin Lee.
Thank you.
It's great to have you.
And great to be here.
You were nodding your head through that. Through the whole, I don't know if you know this, but through everything I was saying, you were not
exactly
even...
exactly. I think, you know, when you're I'm like almost a half a century old myself, so going through life, you kind of know already that it's like that's exactly what it is. I mean, you learn from making mistakes, and hopefully you learn from other people's mistakes, but the thing is, sometimes you do learn from your own, and I think that makes it even more surreal. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you. The Ethel Brothers, by the way, Ethel is spelled E-F-I-L. That's important for people that want to buy the book.
That's right.
And it's also important because Ethel is?
Reverse of life.
Right. Clever you are.
Spell backwards. Yeah,
so, life. So the Ethel Brothers had me crying halfway, or tearing up, had me halfway through. Why? Why did you do that to me?
Yeah, why? I don't know.
why do you think, or what kind of reactions are you having from people?
People are telling me that they get emotional in different you know parts of the book and things. I think because it's the picture book that deals with subjects that are not really common. It deals with life and death and hope and a miracle. So when you kind of go deep in those kind of a subjects, that when you read, you want to evoke that kind of emotions to a point. So I feel like I've done somewhat of a successful job of doing that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You were saying you have people that get emotional at different points. So it's got to be interesting to
right.
be able to know that you've touched
right.
you know different heart
right.
buttons.
Right. So my sister is a mother. So when she read this one page where the mother sings to her sick son, that page really moved her. So I guess it is, as you said exactly, Mark, different for different people.
Different journeys, right.
So during the monologue, I alluded to a mistake that was made, and we won't say what it is, but it wasn't made out of malice. It wasn't made out of, anger. It was actually made out of love.
Right. The main character, that's right. One of the main characters, that's right. So I think how I kind of approached that character was that sometimes you want to do the most for somebody.
Yes.
But that's not necessarily the better thing. Sometimes it's just doing the right thing for somebody is better than doing more or most things. So that character in there, in the book, kind of goes through that and makes a mistake of choosing the most side,
yeah.
but then realizing the right side is a better decision.
You know, and connecting also to what I was saying in the monologue about the mistakes. And now as a life coach or even as a person walking through life, people that do things towards me that are, I think, wrong, I'm able to understand them. Like, they must be in that moment of their life, or they must be experiencing this or that.
True. True.
So there are two other main characters who watched people make wrong decisions,
right,
quote unquote.
Right.
And they just let them.
That's right. That's right.
Talk to me about that.
Well, I think that's what life is, right? I mean, life is all about making choices. So these two main characters, you know, the brothers, they're kind of more of an observer. They're more of a facilitator of different people's destinies. So you choose a destiny, and these two brothers are basically kind of a facilitating that to the fruition of what it's supposed to be. So I think that's how these kind of characters are being developed and be able to kind of move the narrative along.
So it's a very much a picture book.
Indeed.
Yeah. Coming from a graphics person, well, let's talk about that. You're a marketeer.
Marketing consultant for now. Been in advertising and marketing for the past 20 years.
And an engineer before that.
Aerospace engineer before that.
And a preacher before that.
After that. That's right.
So.
Well, so this is both a rocket science and a sermon, kind of all together.
There you go. Come on.
you and I have talked about you're becoming a potentially a televangelist could have been a hugely financially successful move for you.
Right.
And there are reasons why you did not do that. And I'd like to think that they were somewhat conscious.
True.
And so in writing this book and putting it out there that I hope gets out in a really, really big way, to me, this is like the best sermon ever.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So you're still who you are. It's just...
I hope so.
You're not doing
like
it on TV right now.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I think this book's been around for, I don't know, you mentioned it enough. I've been working on and off for 20 years. This message has been with me.
Right.
So I wanted to be able to convey a theme of saying making the right choices, not necessarily making the most, you know, taking the biggest things in your life is not really the best and the right choice. And so, I mean, that whole thing about how I see life is kind of like that myself as well. Because I consider happiness is a byproduct of your passion and of your sacrifice. So you don't pursue necessarily happiness. Happiness just comes to you when you pursue passion and sacrifice. It just kind of comes. I don't know. That's how I see it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, with that kind of a mind and whatever conscious in the back of my head, I guess it kind of came out to these words. So,
well, in actuality, what the brothers do is illustrate how there's not necessarily a right or wrong. There's a choice, and then you live out the choice. What I also love, I hope this is not giving too much away, an opportunity to make other choices.
That's right.
More elegant choices.
True. And I think this book is about also making a choice and living up to that choice that you made.
Mm.
I think because when you make that choice, it is you who's making that choice. Maybe other people are influencing you to make that choice, but I think you are the one at the end of the day is taking that choice, and that means you have to live up to whatever the consequence is. So
the choices in this book are hard choices.
Yes.
And so very well done. Congratulations on being able to illustrate that. And you've won a 2017 National Gold IPP Award, IPPY Award. Is that Independent Publishers
Book Award? It's called IPPY Awards, right?
Yeah, IPPY Award. So congratulations on that. Very exciting. I know your own personal journey, you say, is not in the book because we spoke before. You said your journey's not in here. But on some level, I still hold that there's you know, there are the choices in your life that maybe you are forgiving in the process or reconciling with.
Indeed.
And so I'd like to talk a little bit about that when we come back. I will tell people that they could get the book at the EffelBrothers.com, and that's the, and then Effel is E-F-I-L. L, which is Life Backwards, and brothers.com. And while we're at it, when we come back, we'll be talking about fourfacesmarketing.com. Just we'll throw that in. Why not? Fourfacesmarketing.com. All on the Life Changes Show when we come back, along with Robot Nature, all here at Studio NoHo after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guest, Colin Lee, who's an author and a marketer and a writer and so many other things, as we alluded to. We've been talking about his book, The Effel Brothers, and Effel is E-L-I-F, which is life backwards.
E-F-I-L.
Did I spell it wrong?
E-F-I-L.
L, I spelt it wrong. Oh, wow. And I'm holding the book. okay, sorry. Thank you for correcting me.
You're welcome.
Okay, y'all have it. So the EffelBrothers.com. All right. So
there you go.
We got in so deep there, and I wanna go back there because I look at you and I know a little bit about you and what I've heard from Mark, who knows you, and other people as well who know you, and you're a big guy out in the world. You do a lot of good for a lot of people. You make things happen for people, and you're this confident mover shaker guy, and I'm just thinking, you know, you're from another country and then from another country before that. And and how does that guy become to be this guy? What were you like when you first came here?
Well, I was born and I spent my preteen years in Korea, and then I moved out to Malaysia, went to British boarding school and American missionary school, graduated there, came over to the United States, went to the University of Oklahoma in Midwest for 2 years, and I transferred out here to USC, fight on. And so, my life is totally jumbled up, so to speak. But I think what it taught me throughout this whole life is that people are people. And that kind of gives me the comfort of knowing that people are people. So when you give your heart, they give your heart back. Yeah, I mean, there are bad guys out there too. But I've been fortunate enough to have close friends all over who really gives your heart, you know, give their hearts to me, and my being able to give them my hearts as well. So it's been crazy, kind of a roller coaster ride, being in all these different places and different cultures. But I appreciate every single interactions that I had with the people that I got to meet.
That's such a powerful point. Thank you for saying that, because so many people are still, you know, getting caught up in the TV narratives and things like that. But when you really give people a chance, there's common ground. That's why we have a show called Life Changes.
That's right. That's so right.
But, yes.
Well, and And you're a fine example of I hear a lot from my clients especially, but people I know, my friends, whomever, I hear this a lot. I wasn't supposed to be this, or that's not what was supposed to happen, or I was supposed to go to this school, or I was supposed to. And were you supposed to do all that, Mr. Colin Lee?
No, I didn't know what I was doing anyway. But things, I just kind of flow with the life here. And then I'm just sitting here right now with all of you guys. This is crazy.
And you were supposed to be here. And here you are.
There you go. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Well, in a sense, maybe you were supposed to do all those things, because I don't know how somebody who hasn't experienced something, because I look at this is it's not a children's book, by the way. It's very much for adults, but it can be read as a children's book, and it's a picture book. It's kind of like the cartoons that it also entertain adults, kind of thing, right?
That's right.
Is a picture book that also will entertain and help adults grow. And I think the combination of how this is done it can't come from somebody who hasn't lived some things and a lot of things.
Right, right. I grew up, you know, kind of a normal way. But I compared to so many people out there going through life.
Wait, what's normal here might be different than normal in Korea.
Exactly. So I don't know, in Korea, you know, I grew up getting, I don't know, I mean, this is, you know, politically correct or not, but thing is, I mean, they really disciplined you in Korea. So I remember being, you know, being like, what do you call that?
Switched or?
Yeah. It's like spanked, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm losing words here, but the thing is, for just not getting good grades. Mm. So I remember getting whacked all the time from Korea, and then I moved out to Malaysia. But the thing is, and I think the financially, I think those of you who are in kind of entrepreneurial kind of a pursuit, you go through all of those things. I was the same. My dad was very, very successful, so I had my own chauffeur when I was in Malaysia. Hmm. But when I moved out here, our family was not very, you know, financially doing well. So I actually got evicted from our apartment. Wow. And I snuck into my roommate, my friend's dorm in SC, and lived there for a while. And then RA, the resident advisor, caught me. It's like, what are you doing here? It's like, I don't know. I have no place to go, so I stay here. So I went through those. As well. And of course, around me, there are debts as well. That's why I deal with debts in this book, too. So all those things, I think, kind of compounded and turned it to this kind of a conscious narrative that kind of led me to writing this book. Yeah.
And so with all your background and all your experiences, you also help people then make narratives for their companies and for their products and all of that. So you have this breadth of experiences and exposure that you use. I'm imagining. You tell me.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think telling stories is exactly what a marketer does anyway. Mm. So, and being able to kind of understand people, I think that helps, because when you do marketing, you take a product or service and you want to be able to communicate it to the consumers, who are people. Mm. And they have their own needs and they have their own wants and all those hot buttons that you want to press, and that's where you kind of go in there and strategize and be able to kind of communicate that as effectively as possible. And I think that's kind of my job as a marketer, not as a writer, but as a marketer. So yeah. There you go.
Well, you talk about hot buttons, and I have to ask this because we do the recalibration that, if you don't know, we'll talk to you more about it at some point.
I know.
recalibration.com. But one of the tenets is know thyself. So in marketing, the people that come to you, do you find that they don't know who they are, or they don't know who their company is, or they don't even know what their product is? Like, they say, well, that's that. Well, what is it? Or how do you describe it? Or what do you find that?
Yep. I go through that experience too. And I think it's good to have a perspective that's kind of outside of the whatever the company or the product is, that way you have a kind of a fresh, more objective kind of perspective of what that is, and so that you can effectively communicate then.
Because people are too close to it.
That's right.
I've just been doing it.
Right. That's how I've been experiencing the most of the times. Yeah.
See, this is one of the things I like about this show, too, is that when we get to speak with our guests and all their varied experiences, and not just the book they're working on or the movie they're working on or something, that there's this breadth of of things that come together, and it is, oh, more things make sense, and
that's right.
And there's an enlightening happening in the conversation, at least. So, anyways, I appreciate that. And can we give can we give kudos to did I pronounce her name right?
Yeah,
Ji Young Choi.
Right.
Can you tell us about her and this beautiful illustration?
Yeah, she graduated from she graduated from college out in Korea, and she's out here studying art. And I met her at a local church gathering. And I found out, you know, I kind of learned about her portfolio. And she has very kind of eclectic styles. So she can kind of move from one style to another style. Mm. So we were able to kind of come together. And she's young. She's very humble. So she takes art directing from me, ad guy. And so... What was that? Oh, it must be a echo or something. But anyway, ad guy. So we were able to go through each illustration page together, kind of a, you know, putting our heads together, how to compose a so to speak, a shot. And so, so we intentionally kind of made the illustrations more cinematic than probably most other picture books, so to speak.
And speaking of cinematic, that's exactly where I wanted to land, because I know you've... directed movies or shorts or
Short films, several. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, is there a short coming from the book that I've mispronounced a couple times? Evidently.
I hope so. I hope so. Yeah. I worked as a animation producer for a couple of years as well, so I'm talking to some of the people that I know to see if they would be interested in turning this into shorts. That'll be great.
That'll be exciting.
Fantastic. Yeah. And while we're on that subject, we should give a shout-out to our friends that we met you through at Edge Visual Studios, right. At Dawson Taylor and Jackie Cooper.
That's right. That's
yes,
right.
You have great some people. More exciting things to add to your resume, I think, coming up here.
I welcome all of them.
You are quite a I'll take it kind of guy.
That's right.
Speaking of how life comes.
Exactly.
And what you do with it. So... I have to say this too, that the book was inspired by a film.
Yes, Giuseppe Tornatore's Cinema Paradiso.
It's interesting. Yeah. That fascinates me.
Yeah, that in that movie, there's this older gentleman who runs the projector. His name is Alfredo, and there's a little kid named Toto, and then their relationship, and it's like that truly inspired me to kind of a story where there's like an older gentleman and a really young kid, and although they're ages apart, but you know, there's that friendship, and you know, and from there, you know, the story blossoms. There you go.
Well, who knows who or what inspired Giuseppe to create Cinema Paradiso, right? And it inspired you as well as many other projects, I'm sure. And so I'm looking forward to finding out someday what the book has inspired, that it was unbeknownst to us or this show or whatever.
That's exciting to think.
Isn't it? So thank you so much for creating this, for being so vulnerable, and all of what I know in my heart is going to be happening with all that you do.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah, what a pleasure. Colin. Wow. Well, Colin Lee, again, if you want to get the book and learn more about him, theeffilbrothers.com, the EFIL, which is life backwards, brothers.com. And as far as him as a writer and a marketeer, you can go to fourfacesmarketing.com. I never got to ask you why four faces. Why four faces? It's two people?
No, it's two people. It's two people.
With two faces each?
Yeah, exactly. No. it's a mythical character that comes out in the book of Ezekiel.
Oh, wow. Oh, gosh. There's so much to talk about with you. All right, after the show and maybe another time. So, fourfacesmarketing.com. What a pleasure. And speaking of pleasure, Robot Nature is going to be joining us here in the studio in just a little bit, right after we have the Ask Dorothy segment and a couple shout-outs to some of our friends doing good things out there in the community. All on the Life Changes Show when we come back right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guest Colin. And joining us in the studio is Dorothy Donahue, ready for her Ask Dorothy segment. But before we do that, Mark, we have some people to...
Yeah, a couple of quick shout-outs. We'd love to tell everybody about our favorite, very own computer guru, Jeff Krantz. Who's done such great work for us across all of the Life Changes sites and the show site, and we appreciate him. Check him out. If you have any computer issues, go to bipedinfo.com, BIPEDINFO.com. That's Jeff Krantz, the computer guru. And also, we want you to check out studio-noho.net. That's Brent Hahn, and studio-noho is where you're hearing us from, where we broadcast from, and who keeps us sounding so good. There's a whole series of services they offer, and you should really get to know them. Their award-winning recording, designing, mixing of radio spots, and the producer of original music. Go to studio-noho.net.
Okay, and thank you for that. And so, ask Dorothy. What should we ask Dorothy?
Dorothy. All right. Lydia from Los Angeles asks, as a female entrepreneur, I'm trying to secure funding for my companies, and navigating the male investor pool has been trying at best. It seems men are always hitting on me or trying to manipulate me with the money. How can I succeed in this environment and not continue to have these bad experiences?
Great question. We attract what we believe we deserve. We are the power in our world, and I've learned that if I expect respect, I will receive it. When I was younger, I was in a male-dominated industry. However, I always believed in me, and although I was extremely attractive, I was one of the few women who made it to the top of my profession without using my sexuality. In fact, in one company, I was the only female who didn't sleep her way into a position as manager by having sex with the boss. It's important for you to understand that we create our reality through our thoughts, words, and actions. Please be willing to examine what your predominant thoughts are about men who fund businesses. If you truly believe that all they want from you is sex, then you will continue to attract that level of men into your life. However, if you decide to use the power of your thoughts to provide you with what you desire, then you must become aware of what these thoughts truly are. The power of attraction is always working. We are always creating our reality. However, most of the time, humans are creating at a very unconscious level. I start my day with affirmations that support the truth of who I am. For example, upon awakening, I say, I am the divine child of God. I am the power in my world. Only good comes to me and from me. You could use this and add to it that you only attract funders into your life who see you for the intelligent businesswoman that you truly are.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, great answer.
Yes, thank you so much. Wow. Okay, well, with that, we're going to take a quick break and bring in Robot Nature here on the Life Changes Show right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guest, Colin Lee. And joining us in the studio is the whole band, Robot Nature. I'm sorry. Yeah. What did I say?
Robert. But that's okay.
I said
we could be Robert.
Okay. And joining us in the studio is Robot Nature. No, you can't be Robert. You're Robot Nature. As a matter of fact, this is exciting, first of all, to have them all here. Also because this band actually just formed January 1st, 2017. This is how new this is. And it formed when the lead singer and multi-instrumentalist Deepak was introduced to Richard and Michael and Jesse, and I'll pronounce their last names in just a minute. But already, this is April, end of April, and already just last night at the Troubadour, they won Best New Band by Indie Music Channel. Here. Right. Let's hear for them. And hold on, Best Live Performance by an indie by a band. So by the from the Indie Music Channel Awards. So congrats to all
guys.
Of you.
Thank you.
This is awesome. No surprise. I've known Deepak for a long time. He's been playing and great music and all that, but it seems like something special is happening here. So Deepak, why don't you share what's happening here?
What's happening here is some synchronistic magic. I mean, the way we found each other, the way it all came together was totally in the moment, total divine intervention for sure. You know, I was playing a bunch of music last year. These guys had their own band last year, and we didn't even know each other. And then all of a sudden, they lost their lead singer, and I needed a band. And all of a sudden, our manager put us together. And it turns out the keyboard player went to high school with my old lead singer from my old band by random.
Seriously?
Or in not Maryland. Random.
In Maryland. Seriously?
So that's the long and short of it, because I know we have limited time, but we could talk
country.
About this all day.
Okay, so when we're talking about these guys, we're talking about Michael Scalina on bass, and we're talking about Jesse Shaddis on drums. Actually, you're just going to be playing the...
Yeah, we're playing light today.
Okay, so this is kind of like... Like the not unplugged version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and we've got Richard Pariser.
Pariser.
Yeah.
Okay. On a teeny keyboard.
Yeah.
Is that?
It's a Korg mini log.
Yeah.
Okay.
He packs light.
All right. Well, you guys are okay. All right. Now, before we start, I gotta ask. There's a lot of equipment going on, and this, I'm assuming, is what makes the Robot Nature signature sound.
You could say that there's a live looping station here going on where we're going to create music on the spot live for you guys and layer it on top of, you know, each layer is going to come in the moment. Some violin layers, some vocal layers, guitar layers, and we're all going to play and find a little groove within that and then see what happens.
Well, what I've gotten to hear so far is amazing, so why don't we just get to it? What's the first piece we're going to hear?
We just won an award last night for the song King of the Moment, and that's where we're going to play for you a new version of it, an acoustic-ish, not acoustic version.
This is made special for the Life
Made
Changes
special
show.
Just for you guys. Okay. Just for you, Filippo and Mark.
We like that. That's awesome. Okay, well, here is Robot Nature and King of the Moment?
King of the Moment.
King of the Moment, you live on the Life Changes show here at Studio NoHo.
Yes, sir.
Who we are. chance now. This is who we are. When you find it, don't deny it, 'cause it's always been your story. Turn and face it, can you make it? Take a chance now. This is who we are.
Give them an award right now, somebody. That was awesome. Okay, Robot Nature with Deepak and Richard and Jesse and Michael and all of that was in the room, I have to say. All of those voices and all of those sounds were all in the room. And Deepak was on violin at first, then guitar and vocals, and then... And then the
beatboxing. The beatboxing. It's called.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
But thank you seriously. That's just awesome. Is this a song that you brought to the band, and then you all made it into this, or did it start? Was it created by you all? How did that?
Yeah, I mean, the song's been developing for a few years now, but it's definitely had a new light. It's never been like this before. I mean, this arrangement with these guys is a unique offering for sure.
Well, talk about developing for a few years. Do you talk about your lineage at all? And
I can.
You're just a moment, because I think it's fascinating.
Which aspect? I mean, my parents are from India.
Yeah.
And definitely come from a lineage of Brahmin sages dating back to the Ramayana.
Yeah.
Sage Vishwamitra, which is thousands of generations that are actually written in the scriptures, and that's a direct descendant. So that's kind of a good blessing, and a lot of spirituality, a lot of positive energy. That's hopefully we can live the dream that my ancestors lived, grandfathers and all them. They've done some great things. So hopefully I can follow in their footsteps.
Well, I kind of feel like you're doing it through music at the very least.
Yeah, you clearly are.
Yeah. So awesome. Well, we get to hear another song. But before we do that, awesome. I want to let everybody know that Robot Nature has a website, R-O-B-O-T, Robot.
Yes.
Nature, N-A-T-U-R-E.com. RobotNature.com. They also have SoundCloud. And so where do you, you're on Facebook?
I think right now our Facebook is the most active place to find things. Our website's being updated, RobotNature.com, and also Facebook, Robot Nature. We also have Robot Nature Music on Instagram as well going.
And already you're working on your first EP, so when are we expecting that to drop? And
by the summer, we should have, if not an EP, a whole album, we're guessing. So.
Wow. Okay.
Big goals.
All right. Yeah. Well, and who better to do it? What a sound. And as a matter of fact, we got people Skyping us saying awesome and all kinds of words like that. So take
yeah, our next, just so you know, our next show is May 22nd at The Trip in Santa Monica. That's our next main show.
May 22nd at The Trip.
Trip on Lincoln in Santa Monica.
Santa Monica.
Yep.
Okay, and where do you post that information? On Facebook?
That'll be on Facebook and our website.
All right, so what are we going to get to hear now?
This song is actually a title song for the project. It's called Like I'm a Robot.
Like I'm a robot?
Like I'm a robot.
Oh, I got to hear this.
Yeah.
Is it self-explanatory, or are you trying to say, what are you saying?
We'll see what happens. I'd like you guys to figure it out.
You think I can get it?
Let's see.
Well, here is Robot Nature singing Like I'm a Robot,
exactly.
Live on the Life Changes Show here at Studio No.
dawn and rain. I decided that I was in love again. You called my name and I hear you say, hey, come over. And I say yes, like I'm a robot. I've been trying to hide it. There's no way now I can fight it. I don't trust myself, like I'm a robot, like I'm a robot. 'Cause when I'm next to you, I feel like I'm a robot. I am so amazed, yeah, by your fashion. Just for two, for two. Oh, but I know that I don't trust myself, like I'm a robot, like I'm a robot. 'Cause when I'm next to you, I feel like I'm a robot.
Nature, Robot Nature, R-O-B-O-T-N-A-T-U-R-E, like in robotnature.com or on Facebook at Robot Nature and all kinds of places. They're on tour with other acts and they're doing festivals and all that. So make sure you look on their Facebook page and get connected to where they are. Go hear them, go cheer them on, because you'll want to say, I saw them when. And so,
yeah, amazing guys.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Just Lipo, Mark.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you.
Excited about your book?
Thank you so much. Yeah, excited about all of this. So,
it's all happening.
Thank you, Deepak and Richard and Michael and Jesse. What a pleasure to have you all here. And sounded great, man. And what great songs. And I got it, by the way.
Awesome.
Like I'm a robot.
Like I'm a robot. You got it.
Yeah. Been there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so
you got it.
thank you, Colin Lee. Thank you so much. And well, that is our show. So first off, want to thank Brent for making us all sound so good here at Studio NoHo.
Thank you, Brent.
And thank you to BBS Radio for being program managers, Doug and Don. Thank you both. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our producer, Mark Legere, I am Filippo Voltaggio, your host, saying, as your life changes like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.